Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
How's my level?
Boom! Your level's fine.
Damn.
Welcome to Grown Dad Business.
Damn.
We're back at my house at the dad quarters.
The quarters, yeah.
I call it the dad quarters.
I like it.
Well, today, guys, you know, Jason and I went over a dozen different topics we've been talking about doing, and we're just so damn tired.
It's tired.
We're just so damn tired today.
I just had the longest yawn of my life.
Jason, you broke a world record of yawns. It was like almost like Jim Carrey presents the yawn, where he was like,
I said a whole damn paragraph to you through a yawn.
Yeah, if you could type that yawn out in letters, it would be, it might not fit on a tweet.
It's under.
Granddad Business with Aaron Caliber. That's my dad. Hello. Underpants. That is hilarious. You should mouth do. Write and review this podcast while my daddy will go into a deep depression. Going down business with Aaron Cliver.
Boom. Welcome to We're So Goddamn Tired. That's this episode. We had my part of my family went on family vacation, and they were listening to our podcast laughing in the van.
Oh, yeah?
On the way home. Yeah, Mike D and his family.
Mikey D.
Yeah. Mike D graduated high school. We talked about that.
Yeah.
Anyway. You know, I was saying, like, we went through, you know, Jace, let's talk about what are some of the topics we want to hit on in the future, mm-hmm. that we just were like, we're not even, our brains can't even do that today.
Yeah.
We want to do a shoes episode.
We do.
If you have any suggestions for episodes, tell us.
Mm-hmm.
Tweet us at Aaron Cliber, at Grown Dad,
mm-hmm.
at
J.M. Clark.
J.M. Clark. Oh, for God's. J.M. Clark 8. I get it wrong every time.
You do.
Whatever. On Facebook, Grown Dad Business, or Aaron Cliber. You know, you can find us. Tell us what you want to talk about. Really. Oh, and also, while we're at it, please subscribe, rate, review, and share. I did that. That's how so damn tired I am.
I know.
It's rate, review, subscribe, and share, guys.
I don't think it matters.
It's four magical words.
Buddy, I don't think it matters. You say it however, whatever, wherever you want to say it. However.
I just want our friends to show us some love via the digital reviews.
But, I mean, here's the thing. We're tired. Parents, sometimes you just hit that wall.
Let's talk like we're tired.
Right?
I know.
Parents, sometimes you just hit that wall, and you're just tired.
Today's that day for both of us.
Yeah, yeah. It's like we've synced our tiredness.
Well, we are recording this on July 5th. Yeah. July 4th was a long day. I woke up for the 4th of July, and what was I doing? Oh, I painted my bathroom and hallway in my second floor. So I had to put it all back together, like put the lights back in, the ceiling, and I hung cabinets in my, this is 4th of July morning, by the way. I hung cabinets in my second floor bathroom. We did all that, and then we went to a party, arcade comedy theater friend had a party, and we went to the 4th of July party, and then I drug. I wish I could have drugged them there. We took our kids to see fireworks at, we have an amusement park. It's the oldest amusement park in the country, Kennywood Park. It is.
Because it goes all the way back to Kenny's Grove. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. It
was just a trolley station.
We're talking like 1890.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was a trolley station
right,
at
yeah.
one time. Look up Kennywood Memories.
Kennywood Memories, our friend Rick
Seaback.
Yeah, it's a documentarian that does that. Yeah. You can find all about it. And it's the number one rated wooden roller coaster in the country. Yeah. The Thunderbolt.
What you going to do?
If you are a, what do you call that? And you're in that club. My friend Doug Benson, I think, is in that
roller coaster club. Yeah, it's like Ace or something.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I can't remember. You see them; they always wear the matching shirts.
Thunderbolt. If you're in a roller coaster, you know the Thunderbolt in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, at Kennywood Park.
Yeah.
See how tired we are? I don't even remember what I was talking about.
Yeah, you went to Kennywood.
We went to Kennywood to watch fireworks. Well, yeah. If you want to get a good spot, you park in the parking lot, like in the grocery store above the park.
Right. Yeah.
You don't go in the park. That's how you do it. And you got to get there like an hour and a half early.
But you don't have to go in the park. You can see them from a distance.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Absolutely.
You could have went across the river.
Yeah, I know.
It's sat in Braddock.
That's a great point. Yeah. Actually, they shoot them lower now, so you can't do that.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that funny? They shoot them low, so you have to be in the park. We noticed that. They shot them lower.
Mm.
Isn't that? You're not getting free fireworks.
You son of a bitch.
We're gonna
keep these on ground level.
But we got to go like an hour and a half early, so they start between 9:30 and 10.
Yeah.
Because of, you know, whenever dusk is. And we have to get there like 8 o'clock, not 8:30. We got there at like 8:30.
Sure.
No, we got there like 8:15 at night. And then, I mean, already the baby, Firecat, she's all losing her mind.
She's
it's 8:30, 9 o'clock. She's losing her mind. She's ready. She should have went to bed at 8 o'clock.
When I seen her, she was losing it.
I know.
She was great, but she
yeah, that was at like 7 p.m.
I think so, yeah.
So, and then the kids, you know, they're all amped up. You know, it's late. And then our friends came. My friend, he's my contractor friend, Versetti Home Remodeling. Holler at your boy. Yeah, he's great. I can't holler out a sponsor.
Do it,
Versetti
brother.
Home Remodeling.
Do it, brother.
You're so damn tired.
I love you.
You forget what show you're on right now.
So what movie did we go see? Oh, we're not reviewing movies.
Are we do we? No, that's You Can't Handle the Truth podcast with me and Sean Collier. But yeah, man, it was fireworks. And then today I was like, I got to get my life together.
Yeah.
So I got to get career stuff to, you know, not, you know, comedy stuff. So I had to sit in front of my computer for about 3 or 4 hours and, you know, do some stuff like that and, you know, booking and marketing stuff. And then I had a little business meeting. Check this out. This is what I'm excited about. You know how, like, people go on business meetings and they, like, go golfing and, you know.
Yeah, we're going to go golf and we're going to talk business.
Yeah, no. And a lot of times me and Jason will go to lunch.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be like, what sandwich haven't we eaten in Pittsburgh yet?
Right.
And we'll do that. Or we'll just drive to Cleveland and get barbecue for no reason.
That's coming up because I ran out of barbecue sauce.
It is. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there in a couple weeks.
You might have
excited.
You have to come back with a care package.
Okay. Hot Sauce Williams.
Mm.
Holler at your boy,
at
Cleveland
your
sponsor.
Boy.
I'm just like, my friend, he's a nationally known magician. Yeah, I got magician friends.
Yeah.
Lee Terbosik. Him and I, we talk all the time. You know, it's one of my confidants, you know what I mean? And so I was like, you know what? I was going to try to go to the gym today. Let's go for a walk.
Let's go walk.
Well, it was 87 degrees.
With a humidity of 97%.
Yeah, let's walk 5 miles on the river trail.
Well, coming off the dad bod episode,
I know.
The other
I'm
week,
trying,
and we're sitting there and we're like, we probably shouldn't be having meetings over sushi anymore.
Sushi's not bad.
It's not
fish and
good.
A little white rice. If you work out, you can eat sushi. It's actually a good meal after workout.
But we're not working out.
Okay,
you could have went and had sushi after
which
the 3 mile
to
walk.
Talk about why we're so damn tired.
Yeah,
I'm still trying to look. But next week I go away for comedy and I pretty much come back like in October. Like my calendar is full for months.
Right.
And because I took a couple months off because of the house and
it's time to go get that paper.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying so hard to just get a bunch of stuff done at the house, you know, like painting things and like getting stuff done. And I'm just beating, I'm beating my ass. What movie is that from?
I don't know.
Liar, Liar.
Nah, whatever.
When he's beating himself up in the elevator, Jim Carrey.
That's okay.
And you, dude. Yeah. You're planning this grad party.
Yeah.
You're so tired. I feel like you're throwing a sweet 16 for a young you Jewish know, girl
you,
in Brooklyn.
You know, this is what we do. You know, my wife's the best. My wife.
We know. My wife. Because my wife's the best, too.
Because my wife will look and she'll be like, she knows I have a list of things around the house that I want to get done. And she's, you know, she doesn't nag. She just sees it. And she's like, you know, let's plan a party. And then you'll get some shit done. So
sure.
So it, no, a lot of it was just my normal.
That's a good point. Invite people over and we'll clean the house.
Yeah. It was, a lot of it was just my normal summer get ready, get my deck ready, clean it. Pressure wash, do everything that I
late.
Do to the deck. I am a month late because we had a lot. I mean, geez, you know.
Because you're so damn tired.
We had so much going on in the last month.
Graduation.
Just, yeah. With
your
everything.
Daughter's moving.
My daughter moved Sunday to Florida, so we're starting our empty nest type of, you know, role.
Sobbing.
Yeah, sobbing. And so that's what I got going on. I mean, we did the same thing. I woke up, you know, 4th of July and went right outside and started working on the different things I want to do.
We're so dad.
Around the house. We were I've been dadding up.
Oh, this week I've been dadding hard.
Straight up dadding.
I was funny story. I walked into the 4th of July party yesterday, started dadding it up immediately.
Did
started,
you?
Do you see all the lights on the deck?
I
do you see all those lights hanging all on the top of the deck?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dad hung those before you got there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got up on the goddamn 12-foot ladder.
Listen.
And was hanging lights on the deck.
I almost.
That was a little early.
I almost dadded it up when I realized, like, a lot of people weren't around all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where the hell is everybody?
Uh-oh.
And here they were.
Smoking wacky weed in the alley?
No. They were on the second floor of the home playing board games. And I told Mike Rubino, I said, I about come up there and flip that goddamn table and said, you kids get outside. It is nice outside.
It is the 4th of July.
We're out there with fireworks and flags, and you're up here playing The Gathering on a, what the fuck? Get outside.
It is the 4th of July.
Let's get some sparklers in your hands.
We got meats on the grill.
Shit.
Get some sparklers.
So, yeah, I did. That was my dad.
That's funny.
I made a conscious effort going to Liz's party that I would just not get involved with doing stuff, because that's sort of like everyone always says that's my MO.
I did immediately.
Is when I show up, I either take a grill or I start doing things. I say, you know what? I'm walking I'm walking
can't
in with
dad it up all the time.
No, man, I just had to kick it back, and then we rolled at like 10, like because we knew they were going to get nuts.
You're an animal.
I wasn't. Well, here's the deal: I had to get across the city to get home, right?
Yeah.
Oh
my god!
600,000 people downtown Pittsburgh.
Well, yeah, downtown
and
Pittsburgh.
And I've got to get across.
Pretty incredible. Yeah.
So I went north. I went home via Cranberry.
Did you go to like 79?
No. Yeah, I went. Listen, this is real dad shit. Get out your map.
Where'd you go?
I went up 8, hooked it onto the pike, and come down 79. Boom, I'm home.
You're an animal.
In an hour.
It took an hour?
It took me about an hour, yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah, which I don't know what going through
Nobody
town would have looked
what we're
like.
We're talking about. We're just dadding.
No, that's some dad. That's
we're,
dad. We're dadding
tired.
It up. We're dadding up.
We're tired.
That's
we're
some
just dad. Dadding
that's
things.
What the type of shit two dads are like. How'd you get home from that party?
By the
I'm
way,
like, I
this
went.
This is a Pittsburgh accent.
It is.
It's a Yinzer accent.
Listen, I got on. I took across the 62nd Street Bridge and jumped right on 8.
I thought
the
62nd was closed.
No, they don't. No, they opened that up.
The 52nd that's closed.
Yes.
What about the 42nd Bridge?
I went.
We have 155,000 bridges in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
We do. We have more bridges.
Second most in the country. Did you know that?
Second most in the country?
Yeah, dude.
We're not number one?
No, bro.
Well, we got to go build some bridges tonight because how are you losing that? I thought we had more bridges than like.
No.
Italy.
I tell you what. I'm going to look it up right now. We're gonna take a quick break.
Quick one.
Quick break. This is going to be a quick
just
podcast because we're
up.
So damn tired.
We're just dadding it up.
No. Quick break. Yeah. Little shout outs to people we love, sponsors. Pam, pam, pam. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Shout out to Bear of Pennsylvania. They provide and build play sets, basketball systems, trampolines, safety surfaces, playgrounds. And that's what I'm most happy about. I had Bear of Pennsylvania deliver and install a playground for my kids, my three kids, and they are out at 7 a.m. playing on it every single day. Super excited. The pro installation by Ryan was incredible. This dude is an animal building a playground by himself. I asked him for help if I could help him, but he said no because he's a pro, and it was unbelievable. He was done in a couple hours. It was amazing. It's a family business. It's been around for over 21 years. They have a way to get your playground or your basketball system all over the country. You can save $100 off your purchase of $999 at Bear of Pennsylvania, or 12 months, same as cash financing. Go to bearofpa.com. You can also find Bear of Pennsylvania on Facebook. Grown Dad Business, GDB. That's the coupon code. $100 off your purchase of $999. And that's, I mean, they have systems and playgrounds that are just over that. So you can really save some money. GDB, that stands for Grown Dad Business. You get it, right? Save $100. Bearofpa.com. I am super happy. And so are my kids. They've given their endorsements. You can go check out also on my Instagram and my Facebook page at Aaron Kleiber, or facebook.com/AaronKleiberFriends. See all kinds of pictures of my kids enjoying their new playground from Bear of Pennsylvania, or just go find Bear of Pennsylvania and see their awesome products. Pip-pip-pow. You guys are the best. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the most bridges.
Yeah.
Number one, guys.
Listen, we the only Venice, Italy.
There are 1,700 bridges in Allegheny County.
Okay, that's the thing. With the possible exception to Venice, Italy.
2.3 bridges per square mile, or one bridge for every mile of highway.
See, this is the type of shit dads do. You know what I mean? Like, we're sitting here looking at you going, you damn right. You're damn right we got the bridges. Single guys aren't sitting around talking about bridges.
No, only dads do.
Dads are talking about bridges. Who cares about bridges? We do.
I don't.
I do.
I mean, a little bit, I
guess.
Well,
we were looking at it, so you obviously care enough to Google it.
I did. I mean, whatever.
Whatever.
I love how I'm looking it up and people are going, New York. It's definitely New York. Man. Someone's like, Atlanta. It's probably Atlanta.
There's not even water in Atlanta.
Yeah, what the hell are you talking about?
How many rivers have you crossed in Atlanta?
I'm reading these message boards, and like, people will refuse. They refuse that Pittsburgh is number one in bridges.
Ugh.
Like, that's so what stupid. An odd thing to fight.
Yeah.
Well, we'll fight about it.
Listen, what? We're fighting about anything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, listen, you want to get crazy in your head, go and look at a comment section.
I know.
I mean, it'll blow your mind. People get so fired up. I mean, it's unbelievable.
What should we do about being tired, Jason?
I think it's, you know, this is what I like about.
I mean, you're like 14 years older than me, so
mother, damn it, we almost made it a whole podcast.
This is without, a short one too.
Without this asshole,
well,
right,
look,
here.
I. Well, yeah. Oh, we were talking about the meetings.
Yeah.
I said I didn't even talk about it. I didn't even finish.
What?
I was talking about how people have golf meetings. Yeah, I'm going on walks.
We're going on walks.
I'm going to go on a walk.
He's got his baby.
Sometimes.
He's got his baby carrier across his chest.
Okay, maybe.
It's a business meeting. Bringing your baby.
We have a jogging stroller, Jason.
I know you do.
So, my wife uses it.
Yeah.
My wife. She's a runner. She uses that. But, you know, I thought, you know what? Instead of going and eating lunch, spending money, you know, eat at home, you know, after lunch, hey. Wintertime? Okay. Meet me at the gym. I'll bring you in. You're going to stand next to me on a treadmill. We're going to walk for it. You think I'm playing, bro?
I know you're not playing, bro.
This is going to be legendary. Watch.
I can't wait.
People are going to talk about it when I'm retiring.
When I get
there. They're like, Aaron is a business meetings. I'm going to start that trend. We have business meetings, and we just take a walk.
That's it.
We're like, yeah, that's what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. And if it's raining or if it's too cold out, boom. Even if it's cold out, that's a nice brisk walk in the snow, dude.
Hey, if you're dressed right, it's okay. It's okay.
Or I'm like, hey, come on in. Guest at my gym right next to me on the treadmill. Let's just walk and talk.
Hey, I'm putting a treadmill in my daughter's bedroom because she's moving
out.
You want to have a meeting in my house?
Jason's
let's go get
building
on
a jail strong room. Jason's building a jail strong room in his daughter's bedroom. I love it. What do you think? I think combating the dad bod, that's not a bad idea.
No.
Right?
No, I'm celebrating your attitude towards that.
I think it's a great idea.
I think it's a great idea.
That's what I'm going to do now. I'm going to do walking meetings.
Yeah.
Not walking meetings.
Walking.
Yeah. Christopher walking meetings.
Christopher walking.
Or we just...
Don't do it. Just move on.
No,
don't,
no, no.
Don't
was,
go down the walking
I was thinking of stuff
trail.
That he does. Like talks about old history. Never mind. Anyway.
No, no.
Wristwatches in your butt. That's all Pulp Fiction.
That is Pulp Fiction.
But no, I think it's a great idea. I had a great walk and talk and some things happening.
Did Lee do some sleight of hand on you real quick?
No,
did he do anything
no.
funky?
Lee,
you got to keep your eye on
you
him at all
check
times.
This out, though.
So you know your watch is gone because he's
yeah,
a magician.
No, he actually can do that.
Oh, yeah.
He can steal your watch.
He's unbelievable.
I will say, if you want to look up Lee Terbosik, yeah, holler at Lee. Holler at your boy.
Do it.
He's my boy. Go look up. He did my favorite card trick with the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Go look him up. You can find it. Lee Terbosik got videos everywhere.
Google Lee Terbosik bowling ball.
Oh, one of the best tricks I've ever seen.
It's
one of the best tricks
I
ever
saw. We talked about that last week. We were just talking about Lee, and we love Lee. Lee's our guy. And just like this one trick just blows our mind. Like,
yeah, he makes a bowling ball appear.
Appear.
It's stupid.
It's so ridiculous.
We should just call this podcast Potent Potables.
Yeah.
Or Potpourri.
Yeah.
Potpourri.
We're so tired. But see, parents, dads are listening, moms are listening, are like, you know what?
We get it.
I'm tired as shit.
I get it.
I get it. They're rambling, but you know what? This is sometimes what we do.
And here's the
we
thing.
Pour a glass of wine after work.
Yeah.
We're tired.
And you want to go to bed early. People just go to bed early.
No.
You know what? You know, my wife's home more than I am
my
with
wife.
The kids. My man.
Yeah.
You know? So I get it. You put the kids to bed. You want to stay up for an hour or so.
I want me time.
You want me time.
Yeah.
And if I'm home, there's double me time.
Yeah.
You know, there's all kinds of me time happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we have TV time. We have sexy time. There's me time.
Yeah, we're adults. It's, I mean,
jeez.
We you know.
You know, it's just sleep and just eat right. That's what it is, too.
You're so out of your mind right
I'm
now.
I'm serious.
You just said.
When I eat like trash. I don't sleep right.
No.
I wake up the next day and I feel like garbage.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
You look in the mirror and you're like, you son of a bitch.
I know, and you son
what
of a bitch.
What did you do?
This dad bod is
what
killing
you.
What
did you do?
Oh, God.
Son of a bitch.
We're mad at ourselves.
Oh.
The son of a bitch of the week is ourselves.
Oh, come on. We got to give ourselves more credit than that. We've been killing it.
I'm not.
Where are you going?
Where am I going?
Yeah, what's going on with you?
This week, if you're in Pittsburgh, I'm at the Pittsburgh Improv, actually, rare occasion, but I'm with my pops, John Witherspoon.
I'm looking forward
to tour with John Witherspoon all over the country, and, I'm going to be touring with pops, and then after that, next week, I'm at the DC Improv with John Witherspoon.
Damn right.
And then I am, in Rochester, New York, the Comedy Club of Rochester with my homie Josh Ballou.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
And then some other things. You know, I get out. I'm going to be in Calgary in August. I can't wait.
Yeah, that's fun.
Last time I was in Calgary, it was negative 28. You can kiss my ass. I can't wait to see Calgary in the summertime.
Yeah,
and then I'll be in Sarasota, Florida. Yeah, dude.
That's dope.
We got some stand-up get-downs coming up.
Yeah, we do.
July 15th.
July 15th, RK Comedy Theater. You'll be with Pops, and I'll be holding it down.
Yeah. Jason will be dead in the whole stand-up get-down at Arcade Comedy Theater. Yeah. And then August 2nd.
August 4th.
August 4th.
August
4th.
Yeah, August 4th at the Oaks Theater.
Dude.
We're taking it out of the arcade, and we've done it before. We've got a couple other dates that are coming up that we'll talk about as we're getting closer and, you know, taking the show on the road and taking it out to some other comics and getting involved. A lot of good things with that show.
I love it.
It's getting, and we got the move coming before we know it. We'll be moving from
brand new
one
arcade
to
theater.
The brand new theater. And
two stages.
Was in there today, and it's a beautiful thing to see that coming together. And, you know, so go ahead and take a look at arcadecomedytheater.com and see what we have going on there as far as money that you can donate because we are a nonprofit.
It's a nonprofit.
I mean, listen, I'm a pimp.
We don't make
money. I'm the operations manager. Listen, I'm going to tell you.
I'm the stand-up director. We don't make no money.
We got to pay for urinals. I mean, if you want to, do you want to buy a urinal? Do you want to buy a urinal? You can.
We will name a urinal after you.
I'll put your name on anything.
I'll name dry erase markers after people. I don't care. In the office.
Yeah.
You think I'm playing?
We do. We got a lot of
paper rolls.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff coming up, and you know,
paper towel dispenser. You want your name on it? $18.
$18.
I mean, you know,
I don't know.
Oh, that's a lot of. Actually, that's a lot of. That's a lot of.
That's a big
visibility.
That's a lot of exposure. A
lot of visibility.
Yeah, you name a toilet.
$1,800.
Yeah.
$18. If you want to put an ad on the paper towel dispenser in the arcade bathrooms, it's $1,800.
Easy.
A year.
Yeah, wait. A year. Yeah, it's on a one-year contract.
I'm so damn tired.
It's so stupid. I'm so sleepy.
I'm going to go to a movie now.
I'm going to go home and go to bed.
Well, I'll see ya.
I'm going to get a shower.
Yeah, good. I already did.
I skipped it.
You're gross.
You got me at my worst tonight.
You smell like mulch and charcoal. Charcoal. I'm so tired. I can't talk.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.